Hi, I'm Sifu Henry Araneda. I'm the founder of the Ultimate Martial Arts Academy, and with over 20 years of teaching experience, I've become obsessed with helping people improve their Wing Chun knowledge and skill by teaching them how to approach their training efficiently and effectively. I've created the Wing Chun by Design podcast to give you step-by-step strategies to take your Wing Chun to the next level. So guys, let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome back to my show. So in today's episode, I want to tackle Qisao. Qisao is one of the most common techniques you will find in the Wing Chun system. So I want to tackle three key points. What is Qisao? Common mistakes, and how you can develop good technique. Okay, so let's dive right into it. So first of all, what is Qisao? So Qisao is a sticky hand drill, and it's one of the main characteristics within the Wing Chun system. You could say it's the heart and soul of the Wing Chun system. So Qisao basically is a sticky hand drill. So when you practice this with a training partner, you want to develop good sensitivity. Okay, you want to develop sensitivity. You want to also learn how to cover the area you're exposed. Now, will this Qisao methodology help you become a better fighter? Absolutely. Is Qisao for fighting? You could say yes and no. See, a lot of people practice Qisao thinking that just by doing Qisao, you will automatically become a great fighter. And it doesn't work that way, because Qisao really is one training method out of many different that we have in Wing Chun to develop that good fighting ability. Now, when you practice Qisao, number one, you do need a training partner. I always get students asking me, can I practice Qisao at home? And the answer is no. Unfortunately, you can't, because you need someone to give you feedback in a sense of that resistance, that push, that pull that comes with Qisao training. Can you work on some exercises, some drills to develop your Qisao? Then yes, that absolutely you can do on your own. All right, so when you're drilling with someone, common mistakes you will find with new students practicing Qisao is they use too much power, right? They try to basically fight their way through the drill. And you don't want to do that, because then you're overusing power. And with Qisao, it's the easiest way for you to find yourself in trouble when you're using too much strength with your technique. Okay, so that's one of the common mistakes. Another common mistake is that you're too stiff. You want to stay relaxed. You want to feel. You want to use that sensitivity that we all have with our forearms, with our technique, because that way you will understand when you need to cover. If someone is, for example, pulling, then you push. If that person is pushing, then you pull. Okay, so that you get with practice. Now, when I say you will learn how to cover the area you're exposed, is just basically the understanding that if I'm doing Qisao with someone and that person is redirecting my movement, let's say they're bringing my arm inwards, so then I know that the area that I would be most exposed would be the outer part of that arm that's being moved. So then what can I do to counter it? Can I use my elbow? Can I use my other arm? Is the other arm trapped? So then I would have to use the elbow. And also, I need to use my stance. I need to use the horse. Because a lot of people, and this you could say is another common mistake, a lot of people think that just by doing Qisao, you're only focusing on your arms and the arm techniques that are involved in doing this practice. But you have to understand that you need to use your stance, you need to use your horse, because that's literally the only thing that's holding you up. If you don't have a strong stance, the other person will be able to do whatever they want with you, and you'll become almost like a rag doll, because when that person starts to jam you, to push you, to pull you, you won't know what to do or how to handle that pressure. So the stance is very important. When you start working on basic drills, that's already the moment you want to start working on strengthening your horse, because that way you will build good habits. All right, so the moment you engage and you're working on a chisel drill with a training partner, don't neglect your stance. It's super important. Now, how can you develop good technique with chisel? Number one, I always recommend drilling. So first, you want to work on basic drills. Understand hand placement. Understand how to keep your posture, your body posture, in the correct position. Not overextending, not turning, not dropping the shoulder when you're, let's say, attacking. Because the moment you do that, you're giving yourself away. The other person will be able to counter it and you're done. So drill. Drill single hand chisel techniques, drill double hand chisel techniques. And then the moment you understand and you feel comfortable and confident with your drills, then you start to free flow. You start to freestyle with chisel. And then once you're at that stage, you want to also train your reflex game. So then you have your partner work on certain reflex techniques, reflex drills. So let's say the other person is giving you bait. Are you falling for it? And if you do, how do you recover? Maybe you also want to work on your defensive skills. So then maybe you're giving the other person bait. Let's say they respond to it, and then you can counterattack. You can defend against that. So these are simple ideas behind how you can develop a good chisel game. So number one, what's chisel for? It's a sensitivity drill. It teaches you how to cover the area you're exposed, and it will up your game as a fighter, as a martial artist. Number two, common mistakes, too much power. Too stiff, not working on your horse. And number three, how to develop good technique. First, you drill single hand, then double hand. Then you work on freestyle. And then you work on your reflexes, your reflex game. And that's also a very vital part from your freestyle chisel game. So guys, I hope this video helps you understand a little bit more what chisel is all about. I know new students, every time they come into the school, many times they don't really understand what chisel is for. I hope this video helps clarify that. And if you have any additional questions, please let me know, so that way I can make a future video, a future podcast episode, and answer them and hopefully help you with your journey in Wing Chun. So guys, I appreciate you watching this video. If you're watching it on YouTube, make sure you click like, share it, subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to us on your podcast platform, I would greatly appreciate a 5-star review. And that's it for today, guys. I'll see you all on the next one. Thanks. Bye.